The moon is waiting and we are coming. It took 50 years to actually send a rocket into orbit around the moon since the last vehicle landed there in 1972. We were told at the time the moon missions were being stopped because the public was no longer interested in the moon. Since when would this ever stop the government from doing something, even if we believed that ridiculous statement? As I have said many times, I believe the program was moved to a secret one and we continued to go there. There were even spacesuits which were found in an old NASA facility which had the names of Air Force astronauts on them no one ever heard of. Then there was the explanation by NASA that they lost the original videos of the moon landing. This landing was when the astronauts announced they were being watched by UFOs on the top of a crater. On top of all this, we got a very grainy video of the landing, but later it was said the NASA station in Australia got a perfect picture. It seems to me something was being hidden and NASA was afraid if the videos were still around the advances in technology might allow us to see things in them they didn't want us to see. There is a question I have which I know won't be answered in my lifetime, and it is, will the new moon missions hide some things from us? I am betting they will. When objects were hidden in the past on photos, their result was something which just didn't look quite right in the terrain. With today's software, you couldn't tell by looking at a photo if everything was genuine you were seeing or not. There could even be software owned by the government which might be able to alter photos without any trace even an expert could find. I have to wonder how the companies that will eventually go to the moon and later to Mars will be controlled. Will the pressure of not getting contracts from the government be used if they see something and someone wants to talk about it and what they have seen is perhaps a UFO or even in an extreme case an alien? One thing which the government doesn't get enough credit for is its ability to keep a secret. It seems secrets about UFOs and aliens are the best kept secrets of all. If someone were to ask me what might be seen, I have to think it might be some sort of proof we were not the first to get to the moon or Mars, and there could even be a chance there would be ruins in both places. I just read that NASA has awarded a $57 million contract to a company to build roads on the moon, but I have a very hard time believing it. Think about it, it costs more than that just to get there. How would a company make any money from it? Anyway, back to those ruins. For many years, certain UFO investigators have said there were ruins found on the moon. One was a rectangular foundation which seems to once have had a building atop of it. Another interesting thing which was said to have been found was the remains of glass domes on some of the craters. They cite some early photos which were taken by astronauts as they walked on the moon which showed strange backgrounds which were later said to be the remains of those glass domes. There could even be a presence on the moon. I remember when one of the Apollo missions reported a strange light coming out of a crater. Then there is what is known as the tower. It is said to be a structure on the moon which is probably artificial. NASA was said to have debunked this, but many do not believe NASA's explanation. NASA says it is just a crater within a crater. It certainly doesn't look that way in the photos. The tower is said to be 3.5 miles high. As fascinating as the moon is, Mars is even more so. Recently, another photo of a statue on Mars has been found in a photo taken by NASA. There are now many of these types of photos. They usually appear when a photo of the terrain is magnified, but not before, but there are exceptions. I can't help but believe Mars was once the home of a race of beings, maybe even humans who might have settled here. Getting back to the moon, the low gravity might make it ideal for certain types of manufacturing and the natural resources could be quite beneficial to us. Solar panels could be created on the moon using the moon's silicon, but it is the rare earths that might turn out to be the most valuable. It has been estimated there are at least 17 different ones on the moon. The moon is said to have a large amount of titanium. So much so it is about 8% of the moon's soil. There is also aluminium and water seems to have been found. Helium-3 is on the moon and it is said to be a bigger deposit than on Earth. It could be useful in creating nuclear reactions. The price of getting to the moon could be reduced to a reasonable amount of money, not billions like the cost of the Artemis mission. It might pay to manufacture objects right on the moon and then ship them to the Earth. This will not happen, of course, if we continue to use all these super expensive ways to get to and leave Luna. In the near future, we might even be able to use the moon as a takeoff point to travel to the rest of the solar system. It might even be useful as a place where small asteroids and meteors could be brought to and then mined easier than trying to do it in space. It has been said there is plenty of material on the moon which could be used to print buildings and such. Can't you see building a huge building or buildings and then somehow getting our mining target inside where it could be more comfortably mined in an Earth-like atmosphere? There is no doubt in my mind the moon would get occupied fast as more countries land on it. Every country will want a piece of the pie, which means a piece of the valuable resources there.